Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Y'all, it's our last episode from the vault.
Yeah, because after this, it's in real time. I went with more of a roller coaster.
I'm okay with that. Y'all, it's Bachelor and Bachelorette parties. That's episode 9.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Right.
What happened, dudes?
Couple of things. We found out, or I found out, how quickly you can say the rosary without knowing anything of what it means.
Very quickly.
It was something.
Thank you.
And I stopped you. I'm like, do you know what that, like, no, just say it.
Just say it.
This was also the first evidence of where we saw a new scene, and it was the first confessional starring Drunk Dog.
Oh,
we hadn't had those before.
Oh, wow.
Full confessional.
We really leaned into Drunk Dog.
It was, especially these last two episodes, which were a little joyless.
Yeah.
But we also find out what time for me the tricking hour starts instead of the witching hour.
Well, that's appropriate. It's October now.
I know, it's a tricking hour. I think this was one of the first fashion fair references in a podcast.
Did I talk about Loretta or Lomita?
I don't know. I did not know what fashion fair was.
You know what? This is crazy. You're bringing this up right now. I was just in Sephora. Fashion fair makeup is back. There was a whole counter
at
Sephora.
That was what it was, yeah.
Y'all.
You had to tell me what it was.
If you're white, you probably don't know what fashion fair is. Because it was one of the very first. Well, you can learn in the episode.
Okay. Good idea. I'm glad I didn't need to. Oh. We also found out what song or movie theme song you listened to while your freshman year roommate was fucking girls, and you put your covers over your head. And I still couldn't believe a lot of this story. This story was wild.
I forgot about that story. Oh.
We also celebrate the brilliance of a singing group known as Mac and Cheese.
Okay, great.
And this is the messiest Jessica and Amber get, where we reenacted a theater and we didn't change a word.
Oh. This was kind of, I remember, like the only really good part of the episode.
Yeah. And we also did this thing at the end called Will They, Won't They?
Yeah, we always do that.
Oh, did we?
I think we did that for episode 2. Like, will they get together? Will they not? Will they? Won't they? I thought we did.
I can't remember.
I think we did it earlier for season 2. I think we did it like around when they got. We do it now. Like when
I
they
thought get, you meant in this season
when they get out of the pods.
Oh, I thought you meant in this season we were doing it every episode.
No, okay. Yeah,
no, that makes sense that we would do it.
So
in,
we do will they, won't they every episode?
No,
yeah, just where how correct were we?
I didn't listen. Oh, I did listen. I'm sorry. We were right with some of them. I think we guessed correctly with...
Of course, Lauren and Cameron.
Yeah. I think we guessed correctly with Kenny and Kelly. And
we were more right on season 1, where season 2, we got none of them right.
I'm still pissed that I blame the editing for all of that.
I know.
But no, you'll have to listen to see what we got right.
Thank you. You'll have to listen. Is that it? You're just looking at me.
Yes.
Oh, that's it, y'all. Okay.
Roll it, Gary.
Roll it, Gary.
Both of us just went.
He looked at me and I was like, are you done? Is
I'm
that what
done.
You do after you just come? You just look at the guy like, when you leaving?
Yeah. And I know I look at my watch.
All right, y'all. We hope
or that shot clock goes off.
We hope you enjoyed From the Vault. A first, an RG.
Everybody in towels.
An RG plus first.
Yes.
Hey, though, let us know if you like this. We do want to protect people that subscribe to RG plus, and we know that that's what they pay for that content. But maybe there's some other things that are several years old that people want to hear.
Yeah.
We would be open to releasing that if y'all wanted to let us know.
Maybe.
You got to convince Poodle, but just let us know what you thought of this thing. And then we'll.
I protect my own.
And then because when we commit, even if it's unhealthy, we are going to be giving you a new episode of episode 10. We don't know how we're going to do it. We don't know how we're going to structure it yet, but we're going to give it to you. It might be 10 minutes
That's
long.
That's the wedding episode, right?
That's the wedding episode.
Fuck.
Maybe that Crowdcast is, maybe there's a recording of it.
No, we tried to, remember? There isn't one.
Oh, God.
Maybe there was.
If I can find a recording, because I feel like that would be better than us just, but who knows?
I think there was.
I'm going to see. I'm going to email Jane at Crowdcast and see if we can get
That's
that.
Not her name.
It's not. All right, everybody.
Roll it, Gary. Hello.
Y'all, Poodle's keyed up.
I've been out fighting for the people. And by people, I mean the people in my building who are probably kind of upper income.
He just went
to the land use commission meeting, y'all.
Because they're building a school.
They're building a yeshiva right outside my window.
He's very worried about children playing and making sounds of joyfulness, which kills him on the inside.
I don't want their loudness. And I'm also concerned about the parking situation.
Anyway,
yes.
Y'all, she's...
I am not anti-school. I'm just anti...
Children.
Children. Our last episode.
This
I feel kind of nostalgic.
Last...
Not really. I'm tired.
I feel like my eyes could cross just from trying to focus looking
well,
at the TV so
you're,
much.
You're close because one's lazy.
It's true.
So you're close. I wonder if I ever have a show without mentioning your lazy eye. Maybe
I don't
not.
Know. I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway.
I feel like this was a filler episode except for the last 5 minutes. And even that
agree. I just want to say a blanket statement because those are my favorite kind.
Great.
Especially when the show, which is could be called Blankets and Wine Glasses.
Blankets and Wine Glasses.
Don't pull over, y'all.
Oh, Popo are
we
coming.
Y'all, we have had
so many
Popo.
It's been a bad
day. God bless our officers. God bless our boys in blue and our firefighters.
Yes.
Who are hot.
Who are hot.
Come on. Just go past. You know any good jokes while we're waiting for the fire truck to get past?
Probably this show. Our production value. That's the biggest joke of all.
Okay, that's loud.
I know.
There are like four of them.
You go get them. Get those fuckers who broke the law.
I think that's an ambulance.
Ambulance. Oh, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou. I'm going to be with thy. Jesus, holy Mary, mother of God, pray for us down there.
All right. So... I feel like since episode 7, we've been in a terrible edit mode, and we've been padding the fuck out of this
show.
It's
true. It's true.
Since we had...
6 and 7 were good, though, but it was actually like 8 and 9.
Yeah, 8 and 9 were super padded.
Yeah.
It was gross. I have not liked the editing. And we also had more days.
I did like the editing more in the beginning. You know what I think, and let's just jump in, but to me, what bothered me a lot, the music here was like so manipulative and just kind of almost seemed like they're going to make a joke of this because of this last episode on Saturday Night Live.
They should.
Like they're, this is the most popular show on Netflix, y'all. They're going to make fun
of
it.
Why are we not getting more reviews? Oh, we haven't launched yet.
We haven't launched yet. So, which, speaking of, y'all, we're, you know what? Listen to this. It is 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night. We're going to end this.
You know where your children are?
You know where your children. And then we're going to finish this in an hour, and then we're going to try to get, Jake's going to.
I'll help.
Jake, you're going to fall asleep in a drunken stupor on the couch with your hand in your pants.
But I don't have my hand in my pants.
But we're going to get.
You're like, that was the part I objected
to.
Yeah,
exactly. We're going to get these up at midnight. Everybody, so the way it's going to work is you are going to get the first two episodes for free
on a regular podcast.
And then the other episodes are going to go behind a $5 paywall on our Patreon. So that link will be in there. When you join the Patreon, you automatically will get all of this. And so on tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to set up the live streaming show, and you should get an email, or it will be in your feed. It'll be there waiting for you for 2 days to join us on Friday.
Like a 10-inch dick.
Like just a 10-inch dick. That's more like an 11. It's been a long time coming. On Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, we will be doing a live show on Crowdcast.
Y'all get to interact with us.
It's true.
I won't be belligerent at that point. So
yeah, that's true, actually. It's more of your golden hour.
If you get me at 5, I'm great.
But by 5:45, woo, she's lit.
Don't come for me, because I'm liable to jump down your throat.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's jump into this.
Let's jump into this. So we are Jessica and her friends. Oh my God.
She's going to eat with...
What are we with my friends?
Marissa and Ashley. They all look like basically JCPenney models.
They're at a douchebag bar where they put smoke in cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, that's old. We don't do that anymore out here. I don't even think they still do it in Atlanta.
Maybe.
That's basic.
I don't know. Anyway, Marissa and Ashley, they're pretty. They're all very pretty. And this is what I love. She's like... Okay, so I met this guy. She says they slept together, which...
I believe it.
But here's the deal. Again, bad payoff. This has literally been one of the biggest plot points of the entire fucking season.
And we soft-pedal it.
And then they were just like, oh, yeah, we slept together a couple of days ago.
Well, Mark had intimated that to us. But yeah, she didn't even, like... Everyone else has been a big deal when they've slept together. Except for, like, Amber and Barnett, because they've been, like... They were, like, fucking when they first met.
And Gigi.
And Gigi basically sexually assaulted him.
But I guess, you know, I don't know if a lot of people knew this, but when we didn't see on our Netflix. However, Poodle has a different type of internet connection. So there's a little bit of static, and we just and then all of a sudden, there was a confessional, actually, with Jessica's dog. And her dog basically said... I saw the whole thing.
I just finished my nightly 3 glasses of wine when I saw him put his dick in her.
She screamed out, oh my God, I knew it was Tom!
She did. And then he started muttering some stuff in Spanish. It only lasted about 15 seconds.
And then I went back to bed because I'm drunk.
Because I'm drunk. Anyway, that's what happened.
I'm going to miss that dog.
I'm going to miss that dog.
Dog, drunk dog, I may miss you most of all.
Dunk Drog with sports name. I'm just going to call you. I don't know. I don't know what is Joe Namath. I don't know what her name is.
I just finished by not let 3 glasses of wine. One.
It was a Pinot, not rosé like a luck.
I like a good fruity Pinot Noir.
Good fruity Pinot. I like that. It's tough being a golden.
I could talk in that dog voice all night long.
You know what? That's the one voice we've chosen. That's actually
that's
easy
so
to do.
So appropriate.
That doesn't kill our voice.
It doesn't hurt my voice. Jessica kind of hurts my voice.
Darcy and Lisa's going to kill me this year on 90 Day.
You have to drink like bourbon every night to get your voice lower.
I'm going to raw dog him so hard. The American way.
Ain't going to be nothing but no condoms.
No, I'm going to milk him like you milk a goat in the mountains.
If you're not watching
like
the new season of 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Day season 4 on TLC, there's a character named Lisa who decides to get her guy, who is a 30-something-year-old man from Nigeria, by, and she's a 52-year-old, let's say, worn out woman from Pennsylvania. And how she's going to get her man is, I'm not going to use condoms.
Not going to use condoms. Anyway. We'll jump.
Anyway.
We will say, but I guess we do have a lot of people that are new to the Patreon. So if you are new to our Patreon, and you're listening to these shows, we want to remind you that the way it works is we have our Patreon where we do past seasons of 90 Day Fiancé.
We're on season
and
two
then
right now.
Once a month, we do a bi-curious episode. Which I guess we could announce that now, right? We know what we're going to do, right?
Yes, we do.
We're going to do the first episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. That's going to be
the new season.
Of the newest season that drops on February 29th. So
work.
That's
Come
just
girl.
Another
Work.
Thing we'll fit into this week.
As I drink more.
Anyway, y'all, so that's what's going on. All right.
So, y'all, Jessica's talking to her friends.
Oh, yeah. I had this big decision. I didn't tell them, and she builds it up. You know what? You be Jessica, where okay. she tells her friends about you know what, and I'm gonna be Ashley.
Okay. There's this really amazing guy, and I mean, like, he's my, like, best friend, and he's like, my person. You know, he's my person. Which was said about 11,000 times, y'all, this series. He's my person.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the kicker is...
Yeah.
Long pregnant pause.
How bad is it? Oh, God. This is gonna be so bad.
He's 24.
What?
I know. It's like... What am I doing?
Girl, that's not a big deal at all. You know, he's like, you're like Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. That's what you've always wanted.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. I loved them.
Yeah. You're like totally, totally like Katy Perry and somebody.
Oh my God, I'm so on trend.
Yes. Of course. Well, that wasn't a 90 Day Theater. But of course.
She did talk about being on trend.
Again. I kind of at this point would enjoy, because it's been fucking like six times now where she's like, look, I need to tell you something.
I know. That someone going,
what the fuck? You whore. He's 10 years younger. You're
fucking old.
You fucking sink licker.
Sink licker?
I don't know what that means.
Okay, I'm confused.
Anyway.
Anyway, she basically...
What? He's
she's basically
10 years younger. You're a common whore. I'm tired.
I'd heard talk that he was a little younger than you.
Sorry, we're going to do this dog
I'm
voice
so,
forever.
He doesn't seem like that to me, because me as drunk dog, I just see the person.
I just 10 years
old. As long
old.
As they have an open glass of wine for me to stick my velvety tongue in.
That's like 70 years in dog
that's
years.
That's like 70.
That's
as long as
fuck.
I can have a good glass
so
of marzipan.
Frangipane.
Is that a wine?
I don't know.
I almost said marzipan.
Anyway, y'all, they didn't flinch at all.
No.
And as soon as Jessica's on trend... realizes
she's
that she's
fine.
Our friend. She's fine.
And y'all, she straightens up and flies right for the rest of the series.
We don't hear another peep for the rest of this episode.
And she says that the sex is good. The sex is good. And we haven't heard anything.
I don't know. I think she could be lying.
Possibly. That's true.
I think she could be lying. All right. I feel like let's... So do we go in chronological order?
Let's go in chronological
yeah,
order.
Yeah. So Damien and Gigi are next. He's got all this, like...
Rose petals.
Which, again, y'all...
The rose petal budget on this show
is
obscene.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, actually, right now.
They could have provided for low-income housing for one person with as much as rose petals as they used.
Y'all, I think, basically...
They ain't cheap.
Here's the deal. Is that Pier 1 or somebody has a brand partnership with them, and they ordered way too many metallic wine glasses.
Oh,
and
I
they've
despise
rid
them.
I hate
They're
these
so
wine glasses.
Ugly.
They're in the bar. They're in the Bachelor.
Everywhere.
They're on a pier in the fucking forest.
Yeah, everyone, some PA has to, like, just haul around a whole
fucking
box.
They were in Mexico.
Yes.
There's a PA with a box of just fucking wine.
His back hurts now.
Champagne. They're stemless.
They're ugly. Oh, yeah, the stemless ones are even worse.
I don't like them at all.
If you've got them at home, y'all, they're fine.
Y'all, if you work with them, if you work on this show, come at us, because there was some type
There's
of brand
some kind
partnership.
Of partnership. They're ugly. I find them so ugly.
I don't like them either.
Yeah. I like the glass ones that are stemless, though. I guess they feel like people are going to break them. Is that what they're worried about?
When I lived with you, I got stemless wine glasses because you break everything. Y'all, Poodle and I used to be roommates.
Fair. Fair.
But not in a homosexual way. Mm-mm. We're sisters.
I don't date men, women.
I don't date women either, so that's why Perfect. We never fucked.
Perfect.
Anyway.
There was, trust me, there would never a chance.
But Poodle dropped so much shit in our
I break home. A lot of glasses.
Breaks a lot of glasses. So that's why I always did stemless. Anyway.
They have a...
So he has, like, roses out.
He has
out.
A dress laid out for her.
Shoes. Did you notice that when she opened the box with the note in it, she also looked to see if there was something in it? She was like, what else do you
make? I love her. I love her so much. Y'all, I know she's cuckoo crazy, and she'd probably, like, chase him down the street with a hammer.
She would.
But I love her so much. One of my friends says that she's the Venezuelan Mandy Moore.
She is a Venezuelan Mandy Moore. People are obsessed with this show.
They really are.
They really yeah. are.
Anyway, so they take a helicopter ride, and he basically says, he says, you know, I want to make this so great for you. And he's like, but trust me, when things get hard, that's when I start to fight. And I'll be honest, they've made me cry more than Cameron and Lauren. This
it's true.
Couple.
He said, she needs a rock. She needs a crutch. And I'm trying to help you bring those butterflies back. That made me tear when he said.
And you know what I need?
I need his dick. Because yeah. it big.
When he gets hard, Poodle sits on
it. Big.
Which reminds
it's
me.
It's not pretty, though, strangely enough.
Did y'all notice that their
Cameron's is pretty.
When they went to helicopter ride, there was a big sign that said, open for rides. And I thought, how did they get that out of Poodle's room? How? I don't know.
I lend it out sometimes.
I lend it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they go, and then he brings her back to the house, and they go to dinner, right?
They have a private chef there.
Private
for them.
Chef there.
Yeah.
They're drinking from the
it's
metal.
Their last night.
They're drinking from the metal wine glasses, which,
so
again,
awful.
Don't match anything.
No.
They don't match anything.
I'm telling you, someone made too many. And someone's cousin had a
someone
had a, some PA's cousin had
there's
a
there's this producer Rachel who's like the bitch who does knows how to get things done, and she knew the prop master.
We got them all for free, honey. So we'll use them.
And Rachel's like, look, my brother-in-law went into a bad home business. We're fucking getting these wine glasses, otherwise my mother's not going to get off my back.
They poison people with polonium. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
As long as you don't drink, as long as you don't drink them too long, they're fine.
They're fine. Just yeah, look like some shit on Game of Thrones or something. Anyway,
it's ridiculous.
Okay.
So yeah, they had their lovely. Is that your phone or my phone?
Oh, that's your phone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh. It's 10:20.
No, I had my phone on so I could get you.
Oh,
it is
a trick. It's a trick.
It's 10:20, y'all.
It's 10:20.
It's the tricking hour, like the witching hour. You can use that, sissies. It's the tricking hour. I see. It's the tricking hour.
Oh, dick. Anyway. Okay, so they cook dinner.
No, the chef cooks them dinner.
He's like, Gigi said she was sad to lose the butterflies, but she also said, you know what? You can't read my mind.
Yeah, I like that. So, she was really being, she's like, it was stupid. It wasn't fair to think
yes.
that you could read my mind.
Can you read my mind? Do you know what it is you do to me?
You only know, obviously, the first word.
Just a face from another star. Yo, that's a Superman theme.
We played that in China.
You did?
Yes, I had a really big solo.
Did it ever make you cry?
It always kind of
did. That song always makes me cry.
What's the theme, Superman, then Can You Read My Mind in the middle?
I used to read. I used to listen to that whenever I was trying to go to sleep in my dorm room in West Hall when I was a freshman, when my roommate Mike would fuck different girls in her room, but I just wanted to go to sleep. I put the headphones on because I tell Mike, I was like, just put a circle on the thing. Mike already had two kids before he came to college.
Shut up.
Yeah, he did, which is, you know, I think one of the interesting things is
that's a red flag.
But Mike was really nice and we got along really well. He used to be in the blood, but he got out of the gang and he told me.
Did he know you were a big faggot?
No, but he told me I wasn't out then. But when my my brother called and knocked up his Amber, my sister-in-law, my friend Mike gave me the advice and talked to him on the phone because obviously he'd already had two babies. And then Mike
in high school.
And
wow.
Then I moved out. Mike told me, he said, you know what? You were hella cool. He's like, if you ever somebody ever fucks with you and you need me to take care of somebody, you just let me know.
Did you ever capitalize on that?
No. You know, it's so funny that I look back on that now. That was my first experience or whatever. Like, really, I was from white Oklahoma, so like living with a black person.
He made it all work for you.
I was like, okay.
If he would have like touched you in the night, we would have jumped on it, wouldn't
you? You know, I think I was so, I'll be honest, I was so kind of like, like didn't know what to, you know, and just like, it was like, I think probably I was so underlying turned on, I wouldn't ever look at him when he changed because I was nervous.
Ooh, that's hot.
Because I'd also. Wait.
This is like a fraternity ex porn.
I've also never lived with another guy that wasn't, you know, my brother. He's not hot.
You never like went to camp and had like. People
summer camp, but I was making music. I couldn't be distracted. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway,
so they're having a great time, y'all. They're having their she's giving him everything, and I wrote down, they're doing anal tonight.
Yeah. Oh yeah. When he picks her up like out of a movie.
Yeah, and guess what? It's not gonna be Damien who suggests it.
No, Jesus is gonna be like, back there. And then he like picks her up and kisses her, which again, I have to say, I have this one trick. I think his name was Pedro. He lives in New York now.
Shut up. His name was actually Pedro.
Yeah, he's really hot. He like was a hookup once. He was in town to LA and then the next time he came into town, he texted me, but I was with my boyfriend. So I was like, sorry. But it still hurt a little bit at the time because I'll never forget. Y'all, I am not petite by any means.
She's more of a Zoftig kind of gal. Yeah.
This guy, we were making out on my couch, and then he had me straddle him, and he picked me up and carried me to my bedroom and made me a woman. And you know what? I'm telling you.
He made a woman out of me.
I mean, I barely even had to touch myself. I was just like, oh.
It's like that Carol Burnett sketch.
Yeah. Have you ever had a man pick you up and take?
Yes. Yes.
It's pretty wonderful.
More than once. Yes. It was pretty great.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, more than once. Well, that's just.
I've kind of demanded it. Pick me up.
I mean, that's just kind of a whore. You're just a slut.
Guilty.
Guilty. All right. I think that's it for them right now. Let's talk about their morning of their bachelor and bachelorette parties.
What about Barnett and Andrea?
Oh, sure.
Angela.
And sure.
Amber. they're at the Vineyard, y'all.
Oh, that's pretty out there.
They're at the Vineyard. This is where I start to see something weird in Barnett. Because he starts to get quiet like he did with Jessica. And when Barnett gets quiet, he's like, you can let me be goofy. But he's still a little removed, I feel like.
He is, but then he says, well, I'm being sarcastic because you really have. I felt like that was more sweet than weird, but he gets weird later.
I think it's all a foretaste of what we're going to see.
You think?
Uh-huh. Anyway, Kelly and Kenny are on the lake. That's all I got to say. He did say cheers to that bird.
I literally put Kelly and Kenny, they are drinking wine on a pier. That's all I put.
With metallic wine glasses.
With y'all, they're there too.
Jessica and Mark, I wrote down, they seem so much more comfortable with each other. They're like somewhere. I don't know where they are.
But Barnett, well, going back to that though, Barnett just says, I'm a different person. You made me to another man. And like he says, you let me be things that nobody else lets me be.
I get that. He was saying
so
that.
So I thought that was more
sweet. It felt like lip service to me.
Okay.
It just felt like that to me.
All right.
I'll be honest, this couple has been going down in temperature for me. And it's mostly him.
Literally, because we rate them in temperature at the end.
It's mostly him. I've seen him. He's saying these words, but I see in quiet moments him just kind of, his face goes blank.
He reminds me so much of my cousin Blake.
Is Blake that hot?
Yeah, he is.
Unfortunate. Ugh.
You've commented on my cousin Blake on Facebook.
Oh, is that the one? I would ride him like a bumper car.
I have pretty family.
You do. I have a really attractive extended family, too.
I just sang well. I didn't get the looks. That's all right.
Well, you think my brother's attractive?
He is. Your brother is attractive. Your brother is cute looking. What makes your brother attractive? Your brother has, and I don't say this normally about a white guy, your brother has swagger.
He does. He's always had that.
It's like, and that, and he has
like
actually,
Barnett has that.
He has, my brother has that. My brother gets girls all the time. And I remember one of his like really fit friends in high school said, Brian, that's my brother, how do you do it? Because my brother's a chubby guy. He's a big guy. He's like, you're like, he said, you're fat and you get all these girls. And he looked at him and said, maybe because I'm not a fucking asshole.
That's a good rule to live by.
That's a good rule to live by.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping.
MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So Jessica and Mark, they do seem more comfortable. And she said, "What was your favorite time with us?" And he's like, "When I first saw you." And she's like, "Oh, I don't have an answer for that."
She's like, "Oh, I was scared then."
Anyway, he basically asks her, "Are you afraid of commitment?"
This was the first honest conversation I feel like we had.
I agree. And she finally's like, "Yeah, usually." And I wrote again, "This gold eyeshadow is so much. She never stops putting it on."
You know what? We saw a preview of her wedding makeup and it looks so much better.
Oh yeah, like a makeup artist did it.
Someone did it. Yeah. It's so much better.
The thing about it is, y'all, gold eyeshadow, go for it on some things. But it shouldn't be your go-to.
No, actually, so gold eyeshadow is actually one of the most universal eyeshadows and looks really great on most people. However, if you are fair skin with blue eyes, if you do not have some type of olive undertone,
yeah, and
it looks like that. She's pink undertone, so it's just sitting on her eyelid.
Right.
I guarantee you, if she was like someone like our friend Allie's, very light fair skin, but she has blue eyes, but still it would look better on her.
Yeah, every
it's too
time,
glittery too.
Yeah,
you're
and
right
she
about
puts
that.
On more than she should.
She puts on more than she do.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
I appreciate you calling out makeup. You have learned.
This is exactly what we had. Someone who left us a comment. All they do is bash makeup.
Did they really say that?
Yes.
You know what? Because people need to know. People need to know.
Anyway, they also said that, and she finally says, "I'm not that scared of commitment now." Because yes. She believes in God's plan.
God's plan. It's God's plan. I don't know that Drake song.
You know,
song.
If God had a plan. I doubt any of his, I don't any plan would be in what we're doing right now. Not to go there,
oh,
but
God.
In no plans would this
Y'all,
be happening.
He's been at a community meeting. He is pumped.
I doubt God's plan was the coronavirus.
Well, population control.
How dare you? That was awful. That's what people are saying.
Well, that's what maybe somebody would
that's
say.
That's not God's plan.
It's not God's plan. Are people really saying that legitimately?
Yes. That's what
no,
I'm saying. How dare you say
in
that?
China. That's horrible.
Anyway, let's talk about Lauren and Cameron, you insensitive person.
Yeah.
They're in a treehouse, y'all. I love these treehouses.
Yeah,
this is bougie as fuck, though. This is a bougie treehouse.
This is a bougie treehouse. They're in a treehouse. I don't know. I told Poodle, I feel like this is just made
this
up.
This is padding. This is part of the padding. They're fine, y'all.
They're fine.
They're going to get married. If they don't get married, first of all, if they don't get married, I will fly to Atlanta myself and hold both of their hands on one side or the other. And I say, you better talk this shit out because I can't live without in a world that you two aren't together in.
You probably do better than that PA they hired to do Gia and wedding. I was like, they didn't even.
The black minister?
Yeah, they've got a PA and they said, look, Sarah. That's what her name's going to be. Look, Sarah.
The minister's not coming.
You're going to go to the universe. You've been approved by the Universalist Church. This is your moment.
She's definitely not a minister.
She's like, but I want to be behind it. Nope, this is your moment.
And we're going to put makeup on you that you don't normally wear.
It did look like makeup for a white woman that they tried to put on a black person.
It kind of looked like makeup you put on a junior high girl who puts on too much for her first dance.
Yes, because her eyeshadow looked kind of ashy. And I know how to do black women's makeup because
it was too much glitter.
When I worked at Clinique, we were right across from the fashion fair counter. Come at me if you know it. That's a real lie. I loved fashion. That great blush. Come at me if you know fashion fair. But anyway, one day I was trying to do a makeover. And the woman across the other way, Lomita, came up to me. She said, baby, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, do you? And I said, no, Lomita. I was trying to do a makeover.
So she taught you how to do black makeup.
And she said, come here. Put it on me. And she taught me everything
that
I know.
That is amazing.
I love Lomita.
God bless our helpers. God bless the helpers,
God
y'all.
Bless people who just know we need a little help. Anyway, Lauren and Cameron, they are...
They're in the treehouse with pictures decorated from all the way back from 2 weeks ago. Y'all.
It was really sweet. Or
so
3 weeks ago.
Remember that time? That was like Saturday.
It's like, you know, Jessica's just going through her journal. Lauren, okay, so I do feel like whether it's acting or not, I feel like Lauren is holding something back. You even brought that up when we were watching.
I agree.
And I shushed you.
Or I feel like she doesn't have anything to say. And the producers keep saying, keep talking about the doubts you have. Keep talking about the doubts you have. And it's one or the other. And if she really is conflicted, I want her to just like explode Gigi style. And just like, it's that, you're blah, blah, blah.
She won't do
you
that.
Stop. Yeah, it's just.
She doesn't want to be an angry black woman.
True. I think she is worried about how she's being perceived.
No, but I'm saying like she's talking about that.
I will say Lauren is the savviest person on this show.
She won't do that. Yeah, she will not.
And Lauren is probably one of the few of them who is trying to use it to parlay a bigger social media following.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yes. Yeah. Because, y'all, we don't really follow people during the shows.
Yep.
Actually, I'll probably follow them now that we're about to do the finale because, you know, I'll tag them in all our shit.
Amber's going to try to do something afterwards, but it's not going to be real messy.
Let's hope Jessica doesn't listen to our show.
Oh, ooh. No. Y'all, she's got a full-time job, though.
Amber is going to try to do something.
Amber's going to try to do something. Amber's going to have a makeup line. And as we know, Amber has a makeup credit card, and you wonder, but you spend so much money. Why don't you look better?
She's very pretty.
I think she could do better makeup. Come on.
I think she looks pretty good. She has pretty eyelashes.
Is makeup she said she spent $200 on makeup. Is that normal?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Especially if we're talking skincare.
Ugh,
but
awful.
On makeup, yeah, you could do that. Although, y'all, I have to say, if you're out there, NYX. Go to a NYX store.
They love drag queens, too.
NYX. They gave money to my camp. Go to a NYX store. They have it at Walgreens, but go to a store. Their stuff is great. That's what we use for our drag.
Oh, anyway. We don't really do drag. It's not real good.
Well, we don't do drag. We do cabaret.
We kind of do male and female impersonation.
We do female impersonation because we don't want to shave her chest hair.
No, and okay. I'm not shaving my legs.
No. So they're in this beautiful treehouse, and then we kind of, after that, we get to the night, right?
Yeah. And
waiting for tonight.
I want to say one thing. Is it normal for married couples who are talking about, you know, getting married, is it normal for them to talk about, so are you going to say yes? I know this is an experiment.
I feel like you should know at this point.
You should. Why are you even doing it?
You know, that's the only thing that I will say is one kind of problem.
It's hard to believe.
It's one problem with this show.
Yeah.
It's like everybody feels like, okay, so we agreed to do this. It almost like, can we see that they signed a contract?
Right.
Can we see that they have to walk up, not right. get married, but they have to walk up to the aisle?
Is it going
to
be like Gotcha at the very end? And do they? And but the thing about it is, yes, that makes interesting TV. That's not how people get married. And they've been trying to tell us that people get married this way.
And it's also like, are they going to, like, if they get married, do they get like $10,000? Even that, like, if there was some type of reward for
them, that'd be so gross if they got money.
I know they can't do that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems weird. Like, why are they going through with it all?
It's strange.
It's unnecessary pressure. But anyway,
there was a great song at the end of this scene that was like, won't you say yes? Won't you say yes?
Say yes, say yes.
Say yes, say yes. Won't you say yes? And that group.
I hope it was Yes. Isn't there a group called Yes?
And that group is called Mac and Cheese.
Oh.
But it's MACKN, because it's like Mac, and CHISE.
Oh, okay.
Mac and Cheese.
Okay.
Made up of Bennington McMurray.
Okay.
And Felicia Cheese.
Oh, okay.
They're mostly a samba duo.
Oh, yeah.
Based out of Portland, Maine.
I think they did a crossover album with Felicia Rashad, didn't they?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
someone's
we're
making funnel cakes. I smell them. Doesn't it smell like
no
funnel cakes?
No one's making funnel cakes on my street.
It smells like funnel cakes. Does it smell
it's
like funnel cakes?
Just a dead animal.
You?
I don't know. Anyway. Let's talk about the bachelor party.
So
and the bachelorette parties.
Y'all, Kelly's friends were people.
Oh yeah.
What were their names? Like Kristen? I don't remember.
Kristen was ride or die.
When they were like,
she's like, let me see this. First of all, I called these bachelorette and bachelor parties names. I called the bachelor party when there was like a Vegas themed. I called it Guys Without Dolls.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. They're just like playing. It's very strange. And then I called girls when they had a stripper. I called this Pussies on Parade.
Pussies on Parade.
Pink Elephants, the Pussies on Parade.
That stripper was a gay guy.
Definitely.
Because I don't know a lot of straight men that have that many awkward tribal tattoos.
That's true.
And I mean, I've seen a lot of straight guys with tribal tattoos.
His smile had a little bit, it was a little crooked, a little bit of a sweetness in the middle. We call that cookie smelling.
Yes.
Where I come from, when you look like, I smell cookies. Come
also
at us if you know some cookie smellers.
When he got in his underwear, I don't know a lot of straight men that work on their ass that much. I mean, his mm-mm. ass was... Now,
he was a big old fag.
Y'all find him on Instagram so we can look at pictures of him.
He's going to be, there'll be pictures of him dancing on a pride parade.
Oh, yeah.
And with his boyfriend.
Step up in the way of life.
Rebel me as a dancer. Actually, that song has not been in gay pride parades in a really long time. Nor has Ray of Light.
Nor a long, long time.
It would be like a Miley Cyrus remix or a Selena Gomez remix.
Anyway.
Or a Dua Lipa. What's a Dua Lipa?
I don't know.
Okay.
So Kelly's friend said that she's like, you have a bad picker. You always pick guys that you are attracted to,
that.
And then their personalities suck.
Fair.
And then something that made Poodle and I drop our jaws is that she said, have you had sex yet? And she said, no. And then Kelly says, I love Kenny, but he gives me a best friend vibe.
Yeah. We kind of went, uh-oh.
This is kind of out of the blue to me, right?
She may have just been drinking, and she needed to make her friends.
Here's the deal, though. I don't feel like Kelly's that good of an actor, so I kind of believed her.
The girl's got big shoulders. She needs to... It's hard to handle it. She may lift a lot of weights, though.
She's athletic.
We did skip over Amber being shwasted when she just went, I'm marrying my best friend!
I just, oh my God. She was drunk.
She was wasted.
She was a cute drunk.
She was wasted.
I bet she's fun to be drunk with. She was sweet.
I agree.
I like Amber. I'm team Amber.
I'm liking her more and more.
I kind of like her more than Bennett.
I did not. Who?
What's his name?
Barnett. Oh, I like her more than Barnett. Definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, back at the guys without dolls. Mark and Kenny are talking. They're not having sex.
But according to Mark, their fucking was fun.
It was fun.
Not passionate.
I did believe him. But still, I'm like, really?
They're not having good sex. Now, I will say, Kenny says,
I bet the dog's in the way the whole time. With their head on her chest with their mom.
You know what? I've been here before you, and I'll be here after you. As long as I get a good Pinot Noir at night, I'll be just fine.
Just fine. When you pull out, can you take me with you? Because she's insufferable.
Yep.
And she's always late.
She is always late. Jessica's always late. You just know it.
You know she is.
So anyway, Kenny says we've done everything but, and I rewrote that to say we've done everything but.
So it's just all anal. It's all anal. So Kelly's like,
don't put it there. Put it in my ass.
Because with anal, then in.
She's still a virgin, technically.
In Christ's image, she's still pure.
Because Jesus took it up there, too. It's fine.
You know what? All of them did. They got freaky deaky, I'm sure.
Anyway, so
Kenny is just sitting there drinking a beer, looking sad. Meanwhile, Cameron's talking about coding with his nerd friends. I mean,
his friend Ben, who I called Not Ben. Not Ben still's got his jacket on.
I mean, I would have loved to have seen a conversation between them and like Damien.
It's true.
Hey, bro.
But yeah, these nerds are like, what'd you do to get this?
Yeah, was there a
Can I pay for one of these women?
Was there a computation in my calculator that I did not enter?
Anyway, the funniest thing is we all know that Cameron's the hottest of his friend group. He's fucking gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I think that they all just kind of catch up. And then Mark rolls a 7, so that means it's all going to work out.
Yeah, that was weird. Can we go back to Pussies on Parade?
Yeah.
So they're there, and of course there's a drag queen there, and Jessica's like, I didn't like a soda.
Because y'all, Jessica's the girl that talks out loud at things and makes a scene.
And y'all, drag queens love when you talk to them on stage.
Just love being interrupted.
Next time you're at a drag show, talk to a drag queen and film it so I can see them read the fuck out of you.
Yeah, interrupt them, please.
They don't like it. And they'll come for you.
And they read her because they told Jessica what she needs.
She's like, I need a drink with an appetizer. Can you say appetizer without slurring your words?
And she just kept, we died.
The whole room went,
Y'all, because I'm already going to say this. If you're a bachelorette party and you're going to a gay bar, sometimes beware. Just pick the right gay bar because...
We have a crisis in the gay community.
It's better now that
it's not
gay
HIV
people...
anymore. It's women and bachelorette parties coming to gay bars.
It's just nothing is more of a boner killer.
And like I understand, everyone can come to a gay bar, but every fucking bachelorette party, there. If I'm at a gay bar, if I'm at the Abbey, well, I don't go very often.
First of all, that's your first mistake.
I don't go very often. Every single bachelor, there. Every time I'm there, there's always a bachelorette party.
There's, yeah, and they take all the straight go-go boys. They because you know they're not used to so they. I mean, you, I can't even get a dollar in someone's ass when I. This is America, all right. What happened to freedom
of
sexual?
Yeah, they got 20s at that time.
Yes,
we don't need your fives.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Anyway, so
they banned them at the Wild Abbey for a while, but now you can do.
Oh,
them
you can do.
No, they stopped them whenever gays couldn't get married. They're like,
good for them.
Well, they should, but now they can.
I would actually like to take this moment to do a Love is Blind theater moment with Jessica approaching Amber to talk about a certain man in both of their lives. I'll be playing the role of Jessica.
Okay, hold on.
And you'll be playing Amber.
I mean, I literally, yeah, okay.
Interior, CD gay club. Oh my God, I love you. Come here, friend. I want to kiss you. Come here. I just want you to know.
You okay, boo-boo?
I just want you to know. I want to go after your dude. I won't go after your dude.
Oh, okay, boo-boo.
I mean, I have the most amazing person. I mean, we're like the same person. Have I told you that?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I'm
yeah.
34. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine, babe. You do your thing.
I mean, I would never do that out of respect for you.
I'm glad that this, I'm glad, let's just move on in the past.
And I mean, I don't want to fight you. I don't want to fight with you.
No, it was a complicated thing, and it's over. And you know what? If you would have done something, I would have broken your nose. So I'm glad it's done.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you were actively ever to go after my husband, I would destroy your life. But I'm not worried about that.
Oh my God, we're such good friends.
Kiss.
That's exactly what happened, y'all.
Yeah, and then she promise me.
We only used their words that time.
I literally verbatim wrote out that whole thing because Amber got fucking dark. Mm-hmm. I mean,
she did.
She literally said, I would destroy.
She's sobering up now.
Oh, man. Jessica is like, first, Jessica has a drinking. I'm like, this girl
she's
needs to pull it
a
together.
Problem. Yeah, she's got a little bit of a problem with alcohol.
I'm a little worried for her. I just feel like Rose is going to meet her drunk daughter-in-law and not be happy.
It's true.
She's going to have to go a lot of masses
and they would
for
have,
her.
And maybe they could have an intervention with Mark, Jessica, his family.
And her dog.
And her dog.
You know, I like my glass of wine as much as anybody at night, but I think she indulges a little too much.
Just a little too much. In fact, wait, I'm drunk too. Wait. That was
I go to rehab?
That was irresponsible.
All right.
God bless Muffin.
God bless Muffin. Joe Namath, whatever his name is.
Who knows? Joe Namath.
That's the only sports star I know. Let's talk about the wedding day, right? I think that was everybody,
yes,
right?
The only person we know on the wedding day is Damien and I almost said Geely, like the
Geely.
Movie. Gigi.
You know, Damien, he opened it. He said, it's emotional for me. It's not an experiment. It's my heart. Also, I mean, they just glided over it, but I'm assuming, which is really sad to me, I don't think Damien's parents
I don't think his
are
parents
there.
Are there. Yeah,
and
I agree.
That's really
I wrote
sad.
That down, too. I wrote down, is his family coming? She looks gorgeous. Her mother does too. Her mother's about to cry, and she's like, no, don't. You'll ruin your makeup.
She does. I mean, when her mother said, just don't let this be a game.
Oh.
And which you've got to worry if your kid's
yeah.
on a reality, on a show,
reality show
and she's 26.
She gives Damien a gift. This is great. The card is so poetic. Gigi's kind of gifted, y'all.
Oh, wait, you fell for it? This was written by the same PA who wrote this. You know it was who wrote the
I
Nick,
fell for it.
This was written by Nick Lachey.
Was it written? No, Nick Lachey didn't write anything.
No,
he's
the
barely literate.
For Nick Lachey.
Oh, yeah.
It was very pretty, but come on. If Gigi wrote it, then I'm impressed.
Anyway,
it was sweet.
But
I'm
she
kidding.
Even
it was
said,
sweet.
You gave me that's later on the vows. She gave him socks for his cold feet.
I know that was.
That's
cute.
I cried again. Y'all, why am I such a romantic all of a sudden?
I don't know.
If I ever get married, y'all, I will tell you now, I will cry like a baby on my wedding day. Like a fucking baby.
Because.
You won't because you're dead inside.
No, you'll cry for two reasons. One, because, well, no, really one reason. You're going to cry because they've got something they're holding over your head that's making you do this. And you are just sad.
Fair.
Fair. So,
they're getting married, y'all. They're
Preacher Sarah, that's what I'm calling her, she begins talking. Damien just busts out crying as soon as he sees her.
He does, yeah.
Like,
she looks
on.
Gorgeous, though. That dress, the hair, the makeup, everything's flawless.
It was beautiful. It was perfect. And yet, I could not enjoy it because of the fucking reality show music. It fucking
it was really bad.
It'd be like, boom, 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 boom. Like, it actually ruined it. You knew that they were going to make this dramatic thing. It would have been so much more effective as as listeners, but also, like, as somebody who's produced that kind of, doing that kind of shit.
Yeah,
both
it was
of us,
terrible.
If they played, like, wedding music.
It felt like a bad Fox reality show from the early 2000s.
Yes,
it
yes,
really, it's
yes,
like, so you
yes,
want to marry a millionaire
yes,
or some shit like that.
If they
had
done some, like, beautiful
awful.
Music and edited it up, and then
no,
it would have been way more of a surprise.
That's what I'm saying. This
it was
episode,
so heavy-handed.
This episode was awful. I really
not,
think so. So, Gigi, I also had a problem with the altar setup that looked like a bad church centerpiece.
It looked
awful. Like branches?
Because that venue looked pretty, but it was really starkly. They used like a bunch of fluorescent lights. It's very starkly.
Damien's family would be very unhappy that it wasn't a church.
Yes.
Very unhappy.
It did not look pretty at all.
No.
But I guess what we're going to see, well, I guess, and then we just, she says, yes, I will marry you. And we don't know what Damien's going to say.
He's going to say yes. Come on. She does even say, you gave me you. And when he said, I'm her gift, she played on his proposal. That was lovely.
I know. Lauren said she didn't want to do that. Oh, yeah. There was that scene.
There was
where
a tandem proposal. That's different, though. When people do like tandem vows, but she referenced his proposal.
I know. It was really sweet.
If that was a PA, good job, PA.
I'm telling you, it's probably the same PA with the wine glass. You said it's a guy. Actually, you know, I bet it's a woman. You know what? It's a young Jackie Weissman. Jackie Weissman's fucking carrying those glasses everywhere, writing all the, because she's just hustling.
She's a hustler, baby.
She is a hustler.
That's all I have, because that's the end of the episode. Y'all, this has been Love is Blind.
That is. So
we
now,
just need our hot and our cold. What do we think is going to happen?
Well, I just want to remind people, if you haven't seen, you can probably see it online, there's a trailer for next week, or at the end of the episode 9, it'll play the minute-long clip of what's coming. That's worth a watch.
I would like to say, let's change our hot and our cold to Will They, Won't They?
Sure. Glad you're just changing things in the middle of the show. Didn't even consult with me.
I have a prerogative.
Anyway, watch that minute trailer. It's good.
It's good. It's very good.
They're all getting married in the same place, y'all.
Yeah.
So we're going to.
And the.
It was a long day of filming. They used the same stuff. It's like when Jessica and Mark were having that picnic in the park in this episode. I saw the open ride sign in the back. They're in the same place. The helicopter.
I hope they returned that.
Well, you should check in your bedroom.
It's
got
to be over my headboard.
It's true. With that flashing.
Get fucked here.
That neon light.
Put dick here.
Chasing that neon rainbow and I'm fucking them honky-tonk dreams.
Anyway. Damien, let's
will
start with won't. Gigi, Damien. Will they or won't they?
Yes.
You
will,
say will
they will. Whatever, it's a new segment.
They will.
You know,
you
I'm
say,
tired.
Will they?
They will.
They will.
They will.
Okay, hit me the next one. I agree. They will.
Let's do, this is obvious ones. Let's do Kelly and Kenny. That's not obvious, actually. We don't know.
They will.
I think they won't.
Oh, okay.
I think Kelly's going to back out.
You're an ex. You're an X in that column. Okay.
I think she'll probably will, actually.
Okay, I'm saying they will.
Okay.
Cameron and Lauren.
They better.
That's what I'm saying. They fucking better.
They fucking better.
I will fly to Atlanta.
They will.
I will get a membership in some like bullshit church, and I'll marry them whether they like it or not.
It's true.
I will hold their goddamn hands.
It's true. So they will, and
or
they must.
They better, or else.
Or else.
That's what I'm saying.
They will.
So okay. That's that answer.
That's that answer. Amber and Barnett.
This is my question. I don't know if he's going to get cold feet or not. He's not a dependable person. I'm going to throw this at the wall and say they won't.
You know, I kind of think that they won't either, only because
we may have seen her in the wedding dress running.
It's not so much that, is that they've really edited her a lot, saying things like, if this doesn't work out,
I'm done. Yep.
I won't be able to make it, and yada. So that's what leads me to believe I think that they won't.
Yep.
Jessica and Mark.
The way this has been going is the whole last arc of this season has been her redemption. So I'm going to say they will.
I think they will too.
Yep. We're alike in all of them except Kenny
and Kelly. There's something that just tugs me and says.
So you say won't.
Maybe, I feel like maybe she won't.
But all the other,
I don't know.
Agree.
And when I think about their families and it went so well, I just don't know. It may be.
No, I could see it either way.
So I don't know, because they haven't had sex yet.
No, they have not consummated the marriage.
Right. Is that it? Is that everybody?
They did. I went to school with someone who said, well, they haven't consummated the marriage. And I said, they haven't rich beef stocked soup the marriage.
Was this in high school?
No, in college. Someone said, well, they haven't consummated it. I have no patience for people who use words the wrong way. Like when you say, well, it's just that point is just mute. and I came for you hard.
You need to change that sentence. You just said, I have no patience for people, period.
Fair.
Fair.
Fair. You know what? That's a true thing.
That is a true thing.
That's the end of our show.
Y'all.
That's the end of our series.
That's the end of our
Join
series.
Join us at the Crowdcast on Friday at 5 p.m.
Friday
at
5 p.m.
Pacific at 8 p.m.
Oh, Jesus.
Eastern. 7 Central.
Central.
6. Mountain.
Now, this is actually, I think, I think this is, because we're using Crowdcast now, I think we can record this. We don't know. And with
we're trying.
It's a Mercury retrograde, y'all, so be live.
We're lucky I can find my own ass.
Yeah, be live or you might miss it.
Or
but
be square.
But if we can record it as a video, we will keep it up on our Patreon.
This has been fun.
It's been exhausting. It's been
actually.
Exhausting, but it has been fun.
Yes.
We both are excited
I
to see
I learned a lot. I didn't
learn a lot. But you know what? Let's hope they learn a lot, because you guys, they're lonely hearts. And aren't we all lonely hearts?
Yes. And if you decide to go to a nondescript warehouse that they decorate like a wedding chapel with some kind of scrub brush on the altar and marry a complete stranger,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.